This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As details of the lawsuit against Houston abortionist Douglas Carpin come out, pro-life advocates familiar with such cases say such details are not uncommon. Melanie Mendoza says in her lawsuit, the life-threatening injuries she suffered during an abortion damaged her so badly she can never have children again. A new editorial in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization makes the subtle distinction that abortion safety must not be based simply on legality but on medical and clinical realities instead. With the new distinction, abortion statistics are less likely to be skewed in favor of legalizing abortion internationally. When people pray outside abortion clinics, fewer clients may be willing to have an abortion while being reminded about God and love and human life. People participating in the 40 Days for Life campaign say a Planned Parenthood north of Seattle is cutting its hours back, while another clinic south of Seattle says the presence of prayer makes abortions drop 25%. This is Life News Radio.
Would you know what to do if someone you knew was torn between abortion and staying pregnant? Birthright was the first pregnancy support center in the world, and its toll-free number is always ready for you or someone you know. 800-550-4900. 800-550-4900.
A feminist studies professor has been charged with assault after attacking pro-life protesters on the campus of UC Santa Barbara. Pro-life advocates object to the lack of mainstream media coverage, especially when such an attack by a pro-life advocate would be well covered. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.